what I loved about it was the fact that it was a story essentially told through the eyes of the main character, literally through his eyes. And there were tons of descriptions of what he saw and what we saw in him. And I found the way it was written extremely artistic. I really liked the aesthetic. And so I then spent 9 months meeting with Mamadou, who actually plays my guide in the film, was my guide in real life. He arrived at my house once or twice a week and would give me Wolof lessons. And on the weekends, we'd go to Senegalese or Cameroonian restaurants and just kind of absorb the culture and the food and the rum and all of that. And then we took a trip to Senegal and prepared to get me kind of in the mode of things, taking the bus and sleeping on floors and, you know, meeting people, eating with people. And then we came back later on that year to shoot the film, and I was there for 2 months.
C'est ici que la mort est venue te chercher.
Fais ce que tu as à faire.
And it was an amazing experience, primarily because me, I'm African-American, and I was not being asked to play African-American. I was not being asked to play, you know, an African-American coming or arriving to Senegal. I was being asked to play a Senegalese person in Senegal. And so I had to make slight adjustments, even to how I walk and learn customary greetings and cultural, you know, variances that were particular and special for me to have to think of and approach, especially as an African-American that has come through the transatlantic slave trade and don't know my actual origin beyond, you know, America or Haiti. And so being in Senegal, it was kind of in some ways, it was a romantic experience, but preparing for the role required me to prepare for the idea of death. And that's another sort of experience, more somber.
Basically, it's a personal travel, it's a professional travel, and it's something you are ready to do?
Definitely. I mean, I'm an artist, you know, by profession, by choice, by love of the experience of that, and part of the thing that I enjoy is exactly that, is the adventure of sometimes being placed in the position of having to, you know, go through some cathartic shift in expression and understanding, you know, in life. And so it ended up being a huge experience for me, even through FESPACO. You know, the film went to FESPACO, it won the Le Talon d'Or, which was, you know, the biggest prize there. And then I ended up being the first African-American actor to win the Prix du Masculin Interpretation at this African, you know, festival in Burkina Faso. For me, it's a huge honor.
So clearly, when you met Alain Gomis, it was a big change in your life. And we can say that Saul Williams today is completely different of the one a few years ago, before reading the script and before going to Senegal and FESPACO.
Oh, you can definitely say that. When I first got the call from him and I met the producers, Alain was in Dakar. So maybe about a month or two later, he came to Paris, and then I met him. And the first thing he did was he introduced me to the woman who became my wife, Anisi Ousmane. And so...
the complete package.
So this ended up being something truly, truly transformative for me.